Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is March 19, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Tony Hawk skates his last Ollie 540, puts the NFT of it up for auction. Fed to sunset coronavirus-related suspension of bank capital rule. Federal Reserve's Powell says CBDCs need to coexist with cash. Tau Protocol debuts hashrate token staking for Bitcoin rewards. This Ether options play by institutions has lottery ticket potential. $4.6 million in Filecoin double deposited on Binance. Exploit open on other exchanges. Now let's get started. Tony Hawk skates his last Ollie 540, puts the NFT of it up for auction. The stunt, deemed scary by Hawk in recent years, will be immortalized as an NFT after a winner is declared in an auction. Tony Hawk has performed his last 540-degree Ollie and has decided to sell the moment as a non-fungible token, NFT. According to an Instagram post from the 52-year-old skateboarding legend, the last instance of the one-and-half circle flip he first performed in 1989 will be sold via NFT marketplace Ethernity chain. An Ollie is a skateboarding trick where the rider and board leap into the air without the use of the rider's hands. Ollies are necessary to leap onto, over, or off obstacles. A miss can be painful, to say the least. Today I decided to do the trick. One more time and never again, Hawk said. My willingness to slam unexpectedly into the flat bottom has waned greatly over the last decade. The stunt, deemed scary by Hawk in recent years, will be immortalized as an NFT after a winner is declared in an auction. A portion of the proceeds from the sale will go to charity, as yet unspecified. The sale is in line with the recent craze in the sector where digital versions of everything from the Brooklyn Bridge to dance moves are being sold to anyone with the money to pay for it. Fed to sunset coronavirus-related suspension of bank capital rule. Banks can no longer exempt Fed reserves and treasuries from their leverage ratios. The U.S. Federal Reserve announced Friday that it will allow the expiration of an emergency suspension on certain bank capital rules, after enacting the temporary measure last year when the coronavirus hit. The Fed had been letting banks exclude cash and government bonds on their balance sheet when calculating their supplementary leverage ratios, SLR, a gauge of capital adequacy. That rule will not be extended and will expire at the end of March, the Fed said in a statement. The Fed added that it would seek comment on adjusting the SLR exemption and will take action to make sure that the changes don't erode the overall strength of bank capital requirements. In April 2020, the exemption allowed banks to support the treasury market and expand the size of their balance sheets. The Fed's announcement is causing a dollar pop and a bit of a dump in risk assets as it reduces bank liquidity, Cross-Tower head of trading Chad Stainglass said in an emailed statement. Bitcoin, while often cast by cryptocurrency analysts as a potential hedge against inflation, is still considered by many Wall Street investors to be a risky asset, and it often ends up trading in sync with stocks rather than safer plays like bonds. Prices for Bitcoin, BTC, -0.03%, briefly retreated early Friday as the decision was announced but have since recovered. As of 15:18 Coordinated Universal Time, 11:18 a.m. Eastern Time, the largest cryptocurrency was changing hands at $58,884. Federal Reserve's Powell says CBDCs need to coexist with cash. The Fed chairman spoke at a virtual payments conference hosted by the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said Thursday central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, will need to coexist with cash. Speaking at a virtual payments conference hosted by the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision, Powell cited a report on CBDCs from the Bank for International Settlements and a group of 7 central banks, including the Fed. One of the 3 key principles highlighted in the report is that a CBDC needs to coexist with cash and other types of money in a flexible and innovative payment system, Powell said. Improvements in the global payment system will come not just from the public sector but from the private sector as well. Powell added the Fed Board of Governors is conducting experiments on CBDCs along with the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, which is working researchers at the prestigious Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. In recent months, Powell has emphasized several times that the U.S. would not act fast on issuing a digital dollar because of the physical dollar's status as the global reserve currency. The latest comment, though, is in line with Powell's previous remarks about the Fed taking the prospects for a digital dollar seriously. Powell has said the Fed will engage with the public on the topic in 2021 and will seek congressional approval before issuing one. CBDCs are an early-stage payments innovation that governments hope can increase payments efficiency and lower costs by running them on blockchains. The details on CBDCs are still murky, and detractors argue most transactions today involve money that's already digital. There's a fear some governments may use CBDCs for increased financial surveillance. At the moment, it looks like the U.S. could favor privacy in its CBDC development. Tau Protocol debuts hashrate token staking for Bitcoin rewards. The project's hashrate token, BTCST, can now be staked for rewards in Bitcoin or a synthetic equivalent. Tau Protocol, a staking platform for Bitcoin hashrate tokens, is now live, offering an alternative way to invest in Bitcoin, BTC, -0.74% mining. Standard Hashrate Group's newest project enables staking of the Bitcoin Standard Hashrate Token, BTCST, on the Tau protocol for staking rewards in either Bitcoin or the synthetic T-Bitcoin. The latter is equivalent in value to the top cryptocurrency by market value, according to the startup. BTCST first launched in December and is backed by Genesis Mining, Binance Pool, Atlas Mining and others, comprising a claimed 12% of the global hash rate, the processing power on the Bitcoin network. Similar to other hashrate tokens, BTCST is a synthetic asset which derives its value from a portion of Bitcoin's mining hash power. Each BTCST currently represents 0.1 THS of mining power and garners real cash flows from Bitcoin mining. It enables hash power to be traded on BSC-based exchanges like 1inch. Now, those tokens can also be staked on Tau protocol for further earnings in synthetic assets. We believe BTCST has connected Bitcoin mining to the decentralized finance world, Atlas Mining CEO Tony Ma said in a statement. With BTCST, we can first earn real BTC via DeFi native staking. Now, we can stake BTCST to earn synthetic proof-of-work assets. This is a logical step for BTCST as the bridge for Bitcoin to enter DeFi. The hashrate token market remains immature overall, according to a recent report from Galaxy Digital Mining. Only a few mining pools have hashrate tokens, such as Poolin and Binance Pool, and they remain only a drip in the crypto market bucket. For example, the Poolin token, PBTC35A, has a market cap of only $23.4 million at press time, according to CoinGecko. Yet, a clear trend of crypto mining financialization is underway, the report adds, such as with the BTCSH token and hashrate token staking. BTCST expands the Bitcoin ecosystem and has the potential to add a lot of value to the DeFi universe, Genesis Mining COO Rene Hennin said in a statement. This Ether options play by institutions has lottery ticket potential. A pair of wildly speculative options trades on cryptocurrency trading network Paradigm has analysts' tongues wagging. Is it a lottery ticket on Ethers, ETH, Mooning, or just a small part of a super sophisticated trade? A pair of wildly speculative options trades this week on the over-the-counter institutional cryptocurrency trading network Paradigm has analysts' tongues wagging. If the option bet is correct, the profit can be huge if Ether's price rises. According to the tape, on March 14, two block trades crossed for a total of 1,644 call options contracts on Ether, with a strike price of $25,000 and an expiration date of December 31. In plain English, that means the buyer of the option stands to reap a massive profit if Ether's price jumps by a four-digit percentage by the end of this year. The paradigm trades were booked on Deribit, the world's biggest crypto options exchange. The trades, which came at a total estimated cost of about $82,200, have such far-fetched odds that SKU, one of the top suppliers of data on the crypto options market, doesn't even calculate them for a strike price that high. According to the firm's charts, the odds of ending this year at a mere $2,500 are roughly 1 in 5. However, if the position is held open till expiry and the cryptocurrency settles below $25,000 on December 31, the buyer gets nothing, the premium for not buying these deeply out-of-the-money call options is akin to purchasing lottery tickets. The maximum loss is limited to the premium paid, but profits can be huge relative to the cost. In December, CoinDesk reported on an options trader in the Bitcoin market who made millions by buying several thousand contracts with a $36,000 strike price. At the time the trades were initially placed in October, the cryptocurrency was trading near $15,000. Paradigm, an institutional-grade communications platform, automates price negotiation and settlement workflows for OTC digital asset traders. Two counterparties, who have opposing interests, can find each other and trade. All price agreement is via a bilateral request for quote process embedded within the Paradigm platform, Paradigm's co-founder, Anand Gomes, told CoinDesk. Paradigm doesn't comment on trade flows, so it's not clear what was on the mind of the trader, or traders, who bought the deeply out-of-the-money options contract. One possibility is the expectation the second largest cryptocurrency will rise above $25,000 by the end of the year. Another possibility is the investor is just betting Ether's price will push ever higher in the coming months, making that $25,000 strike price seem, well, not so far-fetched. If that happened, the person could probably sell the options contract in the market, likely for a profit. The buyer could be betting that the probability of Ether rising above $25,000 by the end of December will go much higher than its current level, rather than betting on ETH actually crossing above that level, Samneet Chepel, quantitative analyst at the quantitative and systematic digital asset investment firm Ledger Prime, told CoinDesk. Who sold the $25,000 call? Then there's the question of the options contract seller's motive. The risk calculus is very different. While an options buyer gets massive potential upside with very small odds at the cost of the premium paid, the seller gets a guaranteed payout that premium but with a massive potential loss on the overall trade. It's hard to imagine a sophisticated trader would sell a naked position in large quantities on these deep OTM calls, Chepel told CoinDesk. Although a trader would collect premium from selling the calls, these far out-of-the-money options have the potential for significant mark-to-market losses, especially if there's a change in sentiment. The seller could be another institution selling the far out-of-the-money call against a long position in the spot market or a market maker, an individual or a company, ensuring that the market runs smoothly by enabling traders to buy and sell options even if there are no public orders to match the required trade. 4.6 million dollars in Filecoin double deposited on Binance. Exploit open on other exchanges. It's not a true double spend, but does it matter if funds can still be duplicated and traded on an exchange? The very problem Bitcoin's proof of work design was meant to stop just took place on the Filecoin, Phil, network. Well, sort of. According to Filecoin miners at PhilFox and Filestar, Binance processed a double deposit of Phil on Wednesday worth millions of dollars. This is not a true, on-chain double spend, but Binance credited the miner's Filecoin account twice after one deposit due to a serious bug in Filecoin's remote procedure call, RPC, code. A double spend occurs when the same funds on a blockchain are spent twice. Bitcoin's proof-of-work algorithm was designed to make this a virtual impossibility, but it appears that the RPC codes for Filecoin, a blockchain project for distributed storage built by Protocol Labs, feature a flaw where users can trick exchanges into accepting a deposit twice. The RPC channel is the information channel for exchanges to verify deposits are legitimate. They don't verify directly. Instead, they send a message through the channel saying, "Hey, is this guy's deposit any good?" And they get a response back from Filecoin software saying yes or no. Bitcoin developer Dustin Detmer explained in a message to CoinDesk. However, he added, the process Filecoin developers gave to exchanges to verify deposits includes a critical flaw that allows users to deposit the same coins repeatedly. This allows hackers to write a single check but re-deposit it as many times as they like, similar to how kids, in the arcade, used to tie strings to quarters to play forever using a single coin, said Detmer. Except here the consequences are more drastic. Unlimited amounts of real funds could be stolen. The mishap could more correctly be called a double deposit because this bug did not result in a true double spend, and the miners who discovered it believe they have found other instances as well. The Filecoin RBF double deposit bug. The Filfox and Filestar mining collective discovered the bug Wednesday after accidentally exploiting it. After a 61,000 fil transaction, worth roughly $4.6 million, to the exchange was taking too long, the team bumped the fee with a replace-by-fee, RBF, transaction to speed it up. A replace-by-fee transaction takes place when a user broadcasts a new transaction to replace an older, unconfirmed transaction and attaches a higher mining fee to it, with the goal of speeding up its confirmation. This RBF transaction, however, resulted in the deposit showing up in their Binance account twice, effectively turning 61,000 fil into 120,000 fil. The problem is the second 61k fil never actually hit Binance's wallet. Binance was tricked into crediting the deposits twice because of a bug in Filecoin's RPC codes. The team immediately alerted Binance and Protocol Labs. Essentially, the bug meant Binance saw both transactions, ignored that they were conflicting and accepted both. For a replace-by-fee transaction, usually, the second, higher-fee transaction is considered valid while the first is rejected. Every exchange with Filecoin trading pairs uses the same state-get-receipt RPC code to process deposits, so the bug is theoretically exploitable on any exchange that trades the token, the team said. Protocol Labs suggested that exchanges fetch message receipts from RPC state-get-receipt, which has a serious bug. When there are two messages with the same sender and same nonce on chain, which means a double spend, state get receipt returns the same result for both of them, a Filecoin developer told the mining firms in their correspondence. Deposits for Filecoin at Binance, Huobi and others have been halted as a result, the miners said. CoinDesk has reached out to popular exchanges Binance, Huobi and OKEX to verify these claims, but only heard back from Binance, who said that fill deposits resumed as of March 19, 2021 at 045 Coordinated Universal Time and systems are back to normal. Filecoin developers have opened a GitHub issue to work on a fix and the team has published a postmortem if the issue. In correspondence with CoinDesk, they denied that the flaw resulted from an RPC error and instead claimed it originated from misunderstanding and misuse on Binance's end. There is no RPC bug. The issue resulted from incorrect usage of APIs from the exchange in question. We do not know of any other exchange that has made a similar mistake, Filecoin's team said. The team will work with exchanges to audit their deposit mechanism to avoid future issues. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.